Knowing and experiencing the all-inclusive, extensive Christ. Week 6. Knowing and experiencing the all-inclusive, extensive Christ as our life and as the constituent of the new man. Day 5. Related verses. Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of Christ arbitrate in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Ephesians 2:15, 16, and 18. Verses 15 and 16. Abolishing in his flesh the law of the commandments and ordinances, that he might create the two in himself into one new man, so making peace, and might reconcile both in one body to God through the cross, having slain the enmity by it. Verse 18. For through him we both have access in one spirit unto the Father. Ephesians 4:3. Being diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace. Matthew 18:19. Again, truly I say to you, that if two of you are in harmony on earth concerning any matter for which they ask, it will be done for them from my Father who is in the heavens. Romans 5:1. Therefore, having been justified out of faith, we have peace toward God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 3:12-13. Put on, therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, inward parts of compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, long-suffering, bearing one another and forgiving one another, if anyone should have a complaint against anyone, even as the Lord forgave you, so also should you forgive. Suggested reading. The Greek term for arbitrate in Colossians 3:15 can also be rendered umpire, preside, or be enthroned as a ruler and decider of everything. The arbitrating peace of Christ in our hearts dissolves the complaint mentioned in verse 13. For the proper body life, we need the peace of Christ to arbitrate, to adjust, to decide all things in our heart in the relationships between the members of his body. If we consider our experience, we shall realize that as Christians, often we are conscious of three parties within us: a positive party, a negative party, and a neutral party. As Christians, we are more complicated than unsaved people are. Before we were saved, we were under the control of the satanic party. We can indulge in worldly amusements and entertainments without any sense of controversy within. But now that we are saved, one party may encourage us to do one thing, but another party may encourage us to do something else. Hence, there is the need for inward arbitration to settle the dispute within us. According to Colossians 3:15, this presiding one, this arbitrator, is the peace of Christ. After Paul wrote concerning the all-inclusive Christ, and concerning the new man in whom Christ is all and in all, and where there is no room for Greek, Jew, or other cultural distinctions, he charged the saints to care for the peace of Christ. This is the peace about which Paul speaks in Ephesians 2:15, where we are told that in himself, Christ created one new man out of two peoples. By creating the Jews and the Gentiles into one new man, Christ has made peace. Whenever we sense that different parties within our being are arguing or quarreling, we need to give place to the presiding peace of Christ and allow this peace, which is the oneness of the new man, to rule within us. Let this peace, this oneness, have the final word. We need to set aside our opinion or concept and listen to the word of the indwelling referee. The arbitrating of the peace of Christ is Christ working within us to exercise his rule over us, to speak the last word, and to make the final decision. For example, In the case of a brother offended by an elder, Christ's word is to love that elder, to seek him out for fellowship, and to enjoy the Lord with him. When the peace of Christ is enthroned in our hearts to be the unique umpire within us, we shall have peace with God vertically and with the saints horizontally. We praise the Lord that we are enjoying peace, and in this peace, the church life as the new man is preserved. As the peace of Christ presides in our hearts, the renewing of the new man takes place continually. If we stay under the ruling of the enthroned peace of Christ, we shall not offend others or damage them. Rather, by the Lord's grace and with his peace, we shall minister life to others. The oneness in a local church and among the churches is not maintained by human endeavoring. It is maintained only by the arbitrating peace of Christ. Christ abolished on the cross all the differences that were due to ordinances. In doing so, he made peace for his body. This peace should bind all believers together and should thus become the uniting bond. The uniting bond of peace is the issue of the working of the cross. When we remain on the cross, we have peace with others. This peace becomes the uniting bond in which we keep the oneness of the Spirit.